understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a hump day Wednesday. Coming up in just a moment, we will talk with our friend Rick Horro. Normally, we talk to him on Thursdays. I haven't talked to him in a while. Been busy traveling, and we always like to talk to business side of sports. There is a lot to get to with that. The Rays are one win from a World Series appearance tonight. Let's get you all caught up with everything. Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, Saturday's Florida-LSU game has been postponed. The tentative scheduled date, or it is scheduled now, December 12th. Like Craig said, tonight the Rays can punch their ticket to the World Series. Game 4, 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. First pitch, 8:40 on TBS. Game 3, NLCS, is about an hour away from now. 6:05, FS1. Braves hold a 2-0 series lead there. And Le'Veon Bell officially a free agent after being cut by the Jets last night.
All right, so a lot to get to. We'll talk to Rick in just a second here. I'm still smart. I haven't heard from Bills Nation today. You know, they were all giddy with excitement yesterday, and they swayed me to put Skittles on 1 minute after kickoff last night, and I got toasted.
You weren't the only one, but I do know a lot of top Skittle people. that do it for a living. We went the other way and went with Tennessee.
Well, I wish one of them would told me.
The character building game, I want to see how Buffalo responds. Everything's great when you win. You find out about your team when things aren't going great. Not rock bottom or anything like that.
But don't they have the Chiefs next week?
A tough game against the Chiefs next week.
Chiefs coming off a loss. They're going to be cranky. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, the Bills can have a two-game losing streak all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Or if they beat Kansas City, Kansas City will have a two-game losing streak.
True. True. It's good math. Yeah. Speaking of Skittles, we will have tomorrow at 5:30.
Yeah. Kevin Todd.
Kevin Todd, who comes on every week, kind of Joe's versus Pros. We're within how did we do last week? Are we ahead of him now?
We went 2-1.
And we were a game behind him. And
we're a half a game ahead.
Oh, nice. That tie hanging up.
We are 5-3-1, and he's 5-4.
All right. That'll be tomorrow half a game at 5:30. Yeah. Rick Horro is with us, our sports business guru. Rick, we've missed you. You've been very busy traveling out and about. How's life been?
Hey,
we need to catch up here.
Hey, guys, out and about, up to Maine, up to Harvard, up to Washington, my third trip of the summer and last one because everybody's ready to hunker down again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Florida Field and you know, sit in the stands and watch. Oh, they're not playing.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
so, all right.
No.
So I'll keep going. I've got an event in Longboat Key tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'm going down to your neck of the woods. I'm right now in Savannah, so I got a lot of driving to do,
yeah.
So I can't think of any better way to pass the time than talk to Shepherd. And if Scheman comes along with that, I just got to do it.
You got to suck
it
up, man.
You're driving. Don't you have like a private chopper that lands on your roof at your palatial estate and, you know, a private plane? What's this driving stuff?
A lot of driving, man. I'm not anxious to get on planes yet. I got a speech in Denver in about 3 weeks. That'll be my christening.
Yeah. Okay.
But until then, I'm hunkered down.
All right.
We have seen the NBA and the NHL do an excellent job avoiding COVID. The SEC with the Florida Gators having to cancel their game or postpone their game against LSU feels like college football and the NFL is on season on the brink right now. Like, it feels like it could go one of two ways pretty quickly. What's your gut feeling on how all this has been handled?
I'm a glass full guy in the context of planning against uncertainty, and there are a lot of opportunities to spread the season out if you have to. You know, people may not like the idea of a March Super Bowl, but there's no reason why it couldn't be played in March in Tampa. There's a lot of discussions of conference playoff games in domes in southern cities. So you know, the only thing that's going to affect the tremendous dollars that would be at risk if the college and pro football seasons were canceled is if they physically couldn't find a way to shoehorn the games in. And let's just remember, we were saying the same thing about baseball when the Cardinals and Marlins had all of those tests. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Both of those teams not only kept playing, but made the playoffs.
Yeah.
What's your gut feeling that the Super Bowl would be played in Tampa at Raymond James on time, or less than 4 months, really? It's unbelievable to really think that. That was it February 2nd, I think, this year.
That
it's going to be played. Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't, and I it's not fair because, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what the spike is. I do know what the governor is attempting to do. I don't think he's doing it with malicious regard or disregard for safety of people. I think what he's saying is, let's try to keep your plans together. If it absolutely can't happen at the last minute, we still want to figure out how we can try to do it. We're certainly going to play the Super Bowl, and we're going to let as many people in as possible. So, again, the NFL has a lot more flexibility than people think as far as the calendar.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? I saw one of your notes. I was a little surprised. NFL viewership down 10%. Now, we all know the NBA was atrocious. The finals were down like 70%. I think I know the reason for that. But what are your thoughts when you digest the ratings for those two sports?
Well, and I'm not going to hold a bake sale for the NFL and figure out how to bankrupt all the franchises, because we've never had a history of the NFL before where they were back-to-back against the NBA Finals, the NHL Finals, Major League Baseball playoffs. You know, it's this time, it's the trade-off from when we were in April. In April, nothing was happening, and everybody was home watching rerun, and now we have live sports on TV, and everybody says there is viewership that's down. Well, net viewership, I believe, we don't have any stats on it, but I believe is up. Yeah. Its streaming is up. Net viewership will be up. Ad rates are up, and that's because everybody is watching more than ever. They're just watching different stuff.
The Jaguars deal with the NFL to play a game a season in London, that's, I believe, expired. And what do you think happens down the road here with them?
Well,
and overseas,
you know, Shad Khan was going to do two games in London this year. First NFL team to do that. We've got none because of the pandemic. He played every year since 2013 in London, and now he's going to have to visit Jacksonville in reality. Eight games, 10 games. His own statement said, you know, we'll put negotiations on the table again. We'll see if we can reinvigorate our commitment. But we're now looking at Jacksonville as a long-term market more than ever. Could be good, could be bad. Mm. It would help if they started playing better.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right. How are you doing on time? Chris told me you had like 5 minutes. Are you good? You got to go, or what's your situation?
I got to go, but I want to tell you how wonderful it is to be part of your world, and I guarantee it'll be on time next Thursday at 5.
All right. All right, very
sounds good. Stay safe.
Safe travels, all right?
Safe travels.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. That's Rick Oro, a sports business guru, on the move in lovely Savannah. You ever been to Savannah?
Just drove through. I know it's awesome. I've heard all great things about it. I know a lot of people, when the Super Bowl was in Jacksonville, stayed there.
Oh, really?
Because I couldn't. Yeah, you know, it's like an hour and a half.
That's a hike.
It is, but they couldn't get rooms.
Wow. You know what else happened in Savannah?
Well, they could have been in a crack house motel like I was.
What else happened in Savannah?
They filmed Forrest Gump there.
Oh.
Well, some of it.
Right.
Here it comes.
Magic legs. Lieutenant Dan. Look at that. He got magic legs.
This is my fiance, Lieutenant Dan.
Good times.
Yeah, it's a cinematic classic, huh?
Who did I hear? Was it was it Greeny a couple days ago? He's like, my daughter doesn't know who Tom Hanks is.
Really? How's that possible? Yeah. How old's his daughter?
Well, he hasn't really been
18.
In a lot of relevant movies the last few years.
No, it doesn't matter. I never saw, like, Elvis. I never saw
Wayne was.
I never
when
saw
I was a
Charlie
kid, yeah.
Chaplin either, but I know he was. I mean, what is it about history that is not embraced by a lot of kids today that just don't know, for some reason, about anything from the past, 30, 40 years, like we did, even though we never saw any of these people?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Tom Hanks has been in some bad movies.
But it's not the question of good or bad movies.
He's been in a lot of good movies. He's box office, man.
He's a, you know, it's crazy.
Are you about to list his bad movies now?
I'm just going to look and see like what he's been in.
Joe versus
last...
the Volcano might be the worst movie. That was what
that was Ryan. A cash grab, no doubt about it.
I almost walked out of it.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, what are his last 10 movies, Chris? You got them dialed up there?
Yeah, but hold on.
What was the last one?
He's just producing a lot, so let me get the actors.
Oh. Everyone's in Australia.
You know, he got the COVID.
Yeah.
His wife. He was one of the first.
One of the first.
Yeah. Last 10, I should say. Big City Greens. It was a TV short.
Never heard of it.
Greyhound.
Never heard of it.
Captain Krause.
No, I saw Greyhound.
Captain Krause, I wanted to see. I didn't.
Yep. I saw it. It was good.
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yep, saw that.
I was I was disappointed in that one. I got to be honest.
Well, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Toy Story 4. Woody?
I didn't see it.
You cried. You cried
at it.
You guys
crying to movies, but yeah, I didn't see it.
I cry in a lot of Pixar movies. The Post.
What's that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't see that. But
the David S. Pumpkins Halloween special. He was David S. Pumpkins.
Okay, now let me explain that.
That was a voiceover.
No, well, let me explain that. That started as a skit on Saturday Night Live about 3 or 4 years ago where he played David S. Pumpkins. And it was just so crazy and absurd. Yeah. It was kind of funny. And it became a thing, a meme or whatever. And then they turned it into a Halloween special the next year. And that was disaster. It was awful. So, okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
The Circle.
What is that?
I don't know. He was Bailey.
I hate to say this, but Chris is making a strong point here.
Well, I don't remember. In Circle, that came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
He was Professor Robert Langdon in Inferno, which I never saw.
Well, that was the third Dan Brown story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you got to go back to 2016 for the last really good role that he portrayed.
What, Sully?
Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job there. But you know what? That was all about... See, it was a two-hour movie, and we all know how it ended, and we all know the action was like, you know, like those critical few moments over the Hudson River, and then they stretched it out into a two-hour movie. It was like, wasn't my favorite movie.
We need to make this clear. I know who Tom Hanks is. That's not the point of this conversation.
Well,
I'm well aware of him. Great in Castaway. Basically shouldered the entire movie.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a great movie, great performance.
He was also great. Another movie he was great in is Walt Disney and Saving Mr. Banks. That's an incredibly underrated movie.
You didn't cry when Wilson floated away?
I did not cry in that
part. No.
I would cry at stuff like
as
that.
You know, I don't cry in movies. I found the more difficult.
Wilson, no.
The more difficult scene.
That was good.
Is after the fact, he's kissing his wife.
Helen Hunt.
In the rainstorm.
Yeah. Wet t-shirt Helen Hunt.
I know, but you know what? You don't think the husband's hearing all this going on? I mean, if I'm in my house.
She married the dentist.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Tom Hanks was in Bosom Buddies. That was a funny show.
That's the first thing I remember.
That's for a show. And then I remember, I think he was in Happy Days, but I can't remember. And he was in Family Ties. He played Elise's brother, who was kind of an alcoholic. And then he came back a couple episodes later and was wanted by the FBI.
Yes.
For embezzlement.
You're right.
Something
I
like that.
I don't think he was in Happy Days, but those, you're right about
Ned,
those.
Ned Donnelly.
Bosom Buddies, which I don't think would hold up against.
I don't know. That was pretty funny. Was that
it
him,
was
Peter
funny back then.
Was it Peter Scolari?
It was funny back then, but I don't know if it would hold up.
Him and Peter Scolari was funny.
Well, whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
It was like Tom Hanks had all the talent, had the career, and
Peter Scolari had some. He was in a lot. He was like he's also in Family. He was in a lot of interesting things, but that he was a funny man. He had great sense of timing about him.
Did you guys see The Pacific? It was the 10-part made for HBO special on the World War II in the Pacific.
No,
that was spectacular.
Was Tom Hanks in that?
He was the producer of it.
Oh,
it was fantastic. I think it was in it. Like as like a captain or something.
Mm.
So you're telling me Tom Hanks had a bit of a dry spell.
Well, he had.
Yeah.
What else did he have?
And what he's got coming up, he's got The Garden of Beasts. He's producer. He's just a producer now. He's a producer. He's not even an actor.
I don't even care about that.
I don't care either.
I never care who produces.
Be an actor.
He's got a lot. So many good movies, though.
All right. Well,
Bridge of Spies.
I excoriated you a moment ago. I'm going to back off.
Not that bad.
Criticism.
Right.
You might be right.
Hasn't done a lot in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
A lot of good. Done a lot, not a lot of good.
But I like the Dan Brown movies, and I like Forrest Gump, and I like Wilson or whatever.
I like the first one.
You like him in A League of Their Own. He's great.
He is good in that. He's
fantastic as the manager.
I don't like Rosie O'Donnell much, but...
But she was fun.
That was probably the peak of her career, to be honest with you.
And Big was fantastic. Dragnet, very underrated.
Wasn't he in Sleepless in Seattle doing a bunch of Seth Ryan's movies?
Yes. You Got Mail. You Got Mail was a nice ending.
You Got Mail and Sleepless in Seattle, to me, it's the same movie.
I know. I don't like Sleepless in Seattle, but I like You Got Mail. I like at the end where he comes walking up into the park and it's Meg Ryan. But to bring it full circle,
Greeny's 22-year-old daughter would not know Tom Hanks because he hasn't really been anything in the last 10 years.
Okay. I mean, if you said to me there's a lot of old-time actors that would... I haven't seen it lately, but I know who he is.
It's like saying 20 years ago, I didn't know who Christopher Reeves was.
Yeah, who's Elvis?
I missed out on the Superman movies or whatever.
Yeah. I never saw him.
You want a good movie?
Couldn't pick him out of a line.
Christopher Reeves with Jane Seymour, like one of her first roles... Yeah. Somewhere in Time. They go back in time. It's filmed on Mackinac Island in northern Michigan. Good flick.
That's not. There's also another one. He's in a creepy movie with, I can't remember. It was like almost like a Children of the Corn type of movie where he stumbles. The Village. He stumbles upon.
He's not in The Village.
No, the movie's called The Village.
No, and he's not in that. That's the one where they're in like the old-timey, like New England town, right? And then the girl has to go out to find the way to kill the monster, and it turns out that it's current day, and they've just isolated themselves from the world.
I remember it now. The movie might be the same. It's a different. Are we two still different movies? But Christopher, I think Rebecca from Cheers was in it.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley.
Are we still talking about Tom Hanks, or have we moved on to Christopher Reeves?
Moved on to Christopher Reeve.
The late Christopher Reeves.
But
sadly.
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right. What's going on there in the B channel, Chris?
I've got to find out.
Everybody needs to understand that, like, yes, Tom Hanks is a great actor, been in a lot. Just recently, it's dried up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm agree. You've convinced me in an argumentative way. And you win this argument, Chris.
You know why he's not getting the jobs he used to get?
Not as good of an actor?
He's smelly.
Stop it.
What? Why?
He has turned down probably God only knows how many roles.
He stinks. Physically.
You stink.
I smell great. A lot of negatives about me. Sense not one.
I know, this is bugging me. I have to find that movie. Oh, Village of the Damned. I believe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Anthony the Axe Thrower just texted that in.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I just looked it up.
6'3", I'm not going to read your text about Christopher Reeves and horse riding. I'm not going to do it.
And now he's not good?
No, I'm not going to do it.
We didn't read it.
Okay.
It's terrible.
It's awful. Horrendous.
Yeah, Mark Hamill was in Village of the Damned. Luke Skywalker.
Overrated. Really? Mark Hamill.
He's not overrated.
He's had one legitimate role.
I know, but...
That's it.
Here's what happened. You don't
understand. He was good on Big Bang Theory.
He got in a bad accident. His face was like sliced up.
Is that what happened to him?
Yes, that was a big part of it.
Maybe he should have been carrying a lightsaber. Huh?
No.
Maybe he got hit by the lightsaber when he fell down.
Bad, bad car accident.
Really? I did not know that. You would have think Mark Hamill car accident. I would have read that.
Long time ago. Yep.
Well, that's disappointing.
Well.
Yeah. He did a lot of voiceover stuff.
Again, overrated.
Well, I don't know if
Mark Hamill's overrated. I don't know how you're arguing with me on this point.
I'm not saying he's overrated or underrated. I'm saying in this role of Luke Skywalker, I like it. Nobody remembers him basically for anything else.
Right. He's typecast from day one. Didn't have a chance. I mean, Harrison Ford was able to move on. Billy Dee Williams was able to move on.
Yeah.
The Princess Leia chick, she wasn't able to move on.
Nope.
Oh, yes, she did. She had a couple of movies. She was in Harry Met Sally. I think she got nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress.
Wow, I don't remember.
She played
that.
Meg Ryan's best friend, remember?
I don't remember. I remember Meg Ryan.
But remember, Carrie Fisher got hooked up with Bruno Kirby. Remember, they were all having dinner.
Meg Ryan in the restaurant.
Yeah, but you don't remember? Carrie Fisher was your best friend in the movie.
I don't recall that.
Oh, she was terrific in it. Terrific in it.
All right. I'll give her that one. Yeah. Throw her a bone.
And she also did all, and she was Peter Griffin's boss at Family Guy. She had that voice.
You've watched way more Family Guy than I have.
She did a lot of voiceover stuff, too.
Okay. Interesting. Mm. All right. I got to tell you guys something. I'm very excited about it. I know Pete is, too. You've heard of Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Oh, yeah.
And his passion helped everybody get the best sleep of their life. Well, he doesn't just do pillows. He's got the Giza Dreams bed sheets as well.
Smooth.
I'm not kidding. It's like slipping your body into an envelope of cotton.
Yes. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is the smoothest, coolest sleep you will ever have.
I love that. And, you know, Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and, as usual, a 10-year warranty.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll tell you, the first night that you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll throw away the rest of your sheets. You want nothing else. The Giza Dream Sheets, variety of sizes and colors. And Mike Lindell's making a special offer for our listeners right now. You'll receive two for one low price plus free shipping. Not
free.
None of this plus shipping. None. Yeah. None.
Free shipping. All you got to do is call 1-800-665-3794. Use the promo code ESPN993, just as it is, ESPN993, or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code ESPN993. The number again, 800-665-3794, and use the promo code ESPN993.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
REM. Good stuff.
Tonight is, this could be a fun moment in sports. The low budget Rays in Tampa are one win away from getting to the World Series, and they're doing it against the Astros. They could. I don't want to count eggs before they hatch, whatever the old saying is, to sweep the Astros out.
We can count the eggs. You don't count the chickens before the eggs hatch.
Something like that. Sounds good. But if they were to sweep the Astros out, even the better, because everybody hates them now.
Glasnow pitching tonight against Greinke. And Greinke, I think the Rays get it done tonight. As Greinke in the postseason. And this year is a 5.19 ERA. I love the race tonight. Love them.
Tampa had the fourth lowest payroll in baseball, $28.6 million. The Astros have the fifth largest payroll in baseball, $81.4 million.
What does this mean for baseball, that a team that has the low payroll can actually get to the World Series? And what does this do for all the rumors about Tampa like having to move? Can't get a stadium built, might split time in Montreal. They despite all that, and throw in a pandemic on top of it.
Yep.
They look like they could get it done. I mean, it says a lot.
It does. It says about the character of the team. It says a lot about management. It says a lot about Kevin Cash, I think, the manager.
Yeah.
It really is an amazing story. And they get on to the World Series and take on the Dodgers or the Braves. I think they can hang tough with anybody. They'll be the underdog in that series probably, no matter who they play.
Does MLB want a Rays-Braves World Series?
The MLB is lucky to have anybody or anybody watching at all.
Will the Rays be the underdogs if they're taking on the Braves?
Well,
I don't think so.
Maybe not. I mean, probably be if you're looking at series, probably right around even. Maybe the Rays are a slight favorite.
Now, the Dodgers, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Dodgers have a lot of work to do. Not that they can't come back from two down, but they...
Is Kershaw thrown?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, they're going with
tonight they've got Urias against Wright.
And you also throw this, as long as we're talking about baseball, the White Sox need a manager. And apparently they're interviewing Tony La Russa.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now, has he had Has he had a job with MLB?
He hasn't coached
Or am I confusing him with Joe
2011,
Torre?
I think.
Okay. But he hasn't had a job with the MLB, right?
Like, he was Joe Torre, Dave Dombrowski's had him with the Red Sox. He was like a consultant.
Okay.
That's the last time I remember him being. And,
so 2011 World Series, he walked off, had his third championship, and he's done. And he hasn't managed since. And he's what, 76?
76 years old.
How old was the skipper? Was it McKeon? Came to the Marlins?
He was older,
when he was like 80 or
San
something
Diego
like that?
And the Marlins, Yep.
So it can be done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you got to, you know, exercise a lot. You just sit there on that bench, make decisions. I don't know. I always thought Tony La Russa was a hell of a manager. Thought he was a bit of a hard ass, old school guy, making his guys throw at other guys, that kind of guy. Whether that's good or bad for baseball.
McKeon was born in 1930, so in 03 he would have been 73. Yes, he is currently 89 years of age.
All right. Gator Nation said when the Rays hired Cash, I was like, what the heck? But he's been a hell of a manager. Yes, he has.
Spectacular.
Yeah, he's been great.
I mean, to follow up what Joe Madden did, because it was Cash was the next manager hired, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And Joe went to the Cubs, and
he's already gone.
Yeah,
with the Angels.
Yep. And Theo Epstein might be gone from the Cubs too. That might be through the total rebuild.
I thought Epstein was leaving. No,
but it hasn't officially happened yet. Huh?
The Cubs have talent.
Yeah,
yeah. And he
they don't have a lot of pitching, but they've got talent.
Yeah.
Try to buy all their pitching.
Chicken salad. Keyshawn Johnson has made me have a new hatred for all sports teams in L.A. Yeah, I understand that.
It's
ridiculous.
Here, here.
Big Quinn says, how old was Sparky Anderson when he coached Detroit? Not as old as you think.
Mm.
Sparky had white hair in his 20s.
Leyland was older, too.
Jim Leyland was older, absolutely. Yeah.
He smoked a lot of cigarettes. lots and lots.
Constant.
Lots and lots. Talk about hard ass.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up. Because Sparky wasn't that old. But anyway, I don't want to waste radio time doing it. I'll look it up and figure it out later. What else going on in baseball? So that's it for the baseball. And keep an eye on coaching moves still. Stan Van Gundy is interviewing with the Pelicans. Ty Lue still seems to be the favorite for the Rockets, although I think the Pelicans are interested in him too.
Yeah, he's supposed to interview today, Ty Lue, with them. And
he'll get the job.
Well, unless he doesn't want it. Unless he wants to go to Houston.
And Sam Cassell. Looks like he's going to be the next coach of your messed up Clippers. That should solve it.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe he ends up being the right guy for that team. I don't know. Everybody thought sure Doc was going to be. I know Doc's the right guy for Philadelphia. That team gains instant credibility with that mess because you're not going to put up with that nonsense over there.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Ship one of them out of town?
No, I think that I think the attitude would be totally different towards him from the players than it was for Brown. That's first and foremost.
I agree with that.
That can go a long way, though.
I don't know if the attitude is going to make Joel Embiid lose some weight.
Well, fair point. But I think the respect factor is there. Maybe he'll be compelled to try harder. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Under Doc Rivers.
Fun fact for Sparky Anderson. Well, not fun. When Sparky died in 2010, he was 76. That's how old Tony La Russa is now. So, and he had been out of baseball for many, many years at that point. I'm trying to do some math real quick on the fly. I mean, he was in his 50s.
Yeah.
The Tigers. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was coaching the Big Red, you know, managing the Big Red Machine back in those days, too.
Yeah.
How old was Grady Little in 03?
I don't acknowledge that person.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, actually, he was a very nice man.
He was a good manager.
Nice man.
He rode his horse.
Just left pit. No.
His horse bucked him.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody knew. Everybody on the planet knew.
I was 12 at the time. It seemed like the right move in my
eyes. I was there. And it's a moment I'd like to forget.
Yeah.
Although the atmosphere was unbelievable, but it was just, oh.
And then you remember who won the World Series that year.
Who?
Yep. Marlins.
Yeah, Marlins beat the Yankees.
You know, Gator Nation's right. I remember Jack McKeon had that second stint with the Marlins. He took over.
Yeah.
When he was 81.
That's, yeah.
What, after Girardi?
He
came back a second time.
Yep.
Or was it Freddie Freeman after Freddie Freeman?
It was around
Freddie Gonzalez.
I don't know, but I remember being in his 80s.
Yeah, because he had the crazy game with the Red Sox. I remember there was a crazy game where the Red Sox scored 10 runs without an out in the first inning. Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, he did the opposite to them. It was a crazy scenario.
Yeah, no doubt.
Nick Saban credits the great and undefeated Hugh Freeze at how many problems his Ole Miss offense has caused with tempo and RPO is for changing his mindset at Alabama when it came to reshaping his own approach to offensive football. Quote,
really?
When you can't beat him, you join him. Hugh Freeze, undefeated Liberty, by the way. They'll be in a bowl game. What if Liberty play? Oh, how about if Liberty got to play Indiana in a bowl game? It's possible.
Stop it.
It's possible.
We won't be in a small bowl that Liberty is in.
What are you talking about?
Why not?
That's exactly the type of bowl you'll be in.
What are you talking about? We just played Tennessee in the SEC year four. We're big time now. Nah, we're not going to be playing Liberty in the
What.com
bowl.
Liberty's undefeated. If Liberty's in Tennessee, they might be playing around here.
Liberty will not go bowling.
I mean, if they're undefeated.
Why?
Because there's only 76 spots for bowls this year.
They're already bowl eligible. Yeah. Four wins.
Everybody's bowl eligible, Craig. And why would you have Liberty when you can have downtrodden UCLA fan base?
Liberty's going to a bowl. Liberty is going to a bowl. I don't know who they'll play.
I don't think Liberty's going to a bowl this year.
They got Bahamas Bowl written all over it.
No.
Bahamas Bowl from Waco, Texas.
College football needs Hugh Freeze, and you need him.
Bahamas Bowl canceled this year due to coronavirus.
Yep. I thought they moved to Texas.
Yep.
No, that was the Frisco.
Frisco.com?
No, it was the Tropical Smoothie Frisco Bowl.
There you go.
It's so tough to keep them straight. I know. Yeah. I know.
Sometimes your mind is like a steel trap.
It's the Maker's Marks Bahamas Bowl.
Okay. Jeez. I don't know how you know that stuff.
You know more minutia.
It's one of my favorite bowl games every year. It's always on the Friday before we go out. I've normally got some sort of shekel placement on it, and I do pretty well.
Normally that Friday, we're doing the local basketball tournament, then watching that game.
Last year, we won on Buffalo last year, dominating during the basketball tournament.
It was easy.
Yeah.
I mean, Craig was looking for one of those, you know, Craig Sheeman bets where you put your feet up after the first quarter. That was it.
That was it.
We gave it to you. You didn't take it.
You didn't do shekels then, I don't think.
I don't think I was a shekel boy until the new year came.
You could take a horse to water, but you got the rest.
Last night was not an easy shekel night. But then you know what? Then it was, because I knew I wasn't going to win. It was the opposite effect.
Right.
You know how I like a big lead and you could coast to your over-under or whatever? That was the opposite. It was like, all right, 1 hour into this game, I know I'm not
Liberty
winning
this week, by the way, at Syracuse. A 1-4 Syracuse team, but a big Power 5 matchup. They win that game.
Calling it right now, Syracuse is going to dominate.
Liberty will be ranked if they win that game.
They're almost
ranked anyway.
Is that at the Dome? Or is that a road game?
It's a road game.
Yeah.
No, Skyline, Ozzie Guillen will not go back to the White Sox. I don't think he'll ever manage another game.
Maybe in you're right.
Yeah, careful with that.
Right.
Careful.
Self-edit. What you got? Coming up next, if you missed any of the show today, be sure to go download Sheeman at Shepherd On Demand. Get it at 99.3ESPN.com on the free 99.3ESPN app or wherever you get your podcasts. How about that? What you got? Sheeman at Shepherd, 99.3ESPN and the 99.3ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
On this day, October 14th, in history, 1926, Winnie the Pooh made its literary debut.
A.A. Mel?
Eeyore, such a downer. Need some Prozac. Always bums me out.
Craig Sheeman. Detroit Lions.
That's about right.
Oh, bother.
Oh, bother. That's pretty good. 1962. A baseball player, James Crichton, ruptures his bladder while hitting a home run.
Oh, God. What is that? I don't.
Gave it all he had.
He died 4 days later.
Oh, gosh.
In 1908, you should wait for the finish before you comment. No, I'm just kidding.
I let it breathe. You just sat on it.
I was hooking you. I was baiting you.
With watermelon.
Yeah.
Oh. We're never going to live that down. That's not going away anytime soon.
Typical media members in 1908 upset over the seating arrangements at the World Series. Sports reporters from all over the world became the Baseball Writers Association of America. They didn't like being in the back row. Let's see. Expansion draft, 1968, Expos and Padres. Oh, Pete.
Spanish for fathers.
That's true. 1978. This is the day where Reggie Jackson stuck his hip out running from first to second against the Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda blew a gasket.
Tommy Lasorda, one of the great rants of all time. They let Reggie get away with it.
Lasorda.
Not only that, an uncomfortable moment about 5 years ago. No, maybe more than that. Lasorda and Jackson were in the broadcast booth visiting as guests of whatever the national broadcast was. I think it was a Yankees-Dodgers interleague game. And it got a little testy then, too. Lasorda just still pissed.
And, of course, Reggie hit three home runs and three straight at-bats.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
Breaking news.
Wow. Finally, something before we get off the air.
Give me Georgia. Give me Georgia.
Give me that game's not going to get played. How about that?
Yeah.
That would stink.
You're probably right about
that. The SEC's falling apart.
At the seams.
Just means more.
Wow. Oh, my God, is that huge.
Oh, and the athletic director. That's good.
1984, the Tigers beat the Padres in the World Series. Kirk Gibson's real home run. That was against Goose, not the one as a Dodger. Jets retired Joe Namath's number on Monday Night Football in 1985. They beat the Dolphins. Joe Montana got six touchdowns against Atlanta. That's an NFL record. And Steve Bartman, 2003, Chicago Cubs against the Marlins. That happened on this day.
Not his fault. Gonzalez had a double play ball that he botched. Everybody knows it.
I don't know why I just disagreed with you. I agree with that.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, great day for Tampa and specifically Amalie Arena. Three big things happened today. March Madness returning to Amalie Arena in Tampa in 2026 with the NCAA men's basketball first and second rounds.
Hey, first and second round. IU might be a part of that.
Also, Tampa Bay and Amalie Arena have been awarded the 2025 NCAA Women's Final Four volleyball, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome. In 2023, Tampa Bay and Amalie Arena have been awarded the NCAA Hockey Men's Frozen Four. Marks the third time they've done that, 2012 and 2016.
Should be the permanent home.
Awesome. It's a great place.
Yeah, why not?
I think
phenomenal arena.
It is.
Shouldn't that be like up in Minnesota or something?
That's all over the country.
Not in April.
Had it in Anaheim before.
Not in April.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's great news. Three big events for Amalie Arena.
That is good news. Chris, what you got? Are you doing a baseball Stone Cold Lock of the Night or what?
Nope. This is my Pete Shepard Wednesday night game of the year.
Of the year.
I don't know. Get some Mac football coming up.
I don't know. No. Year to date, 55, 35, and 2, 60.8%. Can I say 61%?
Yes. Yeah. I'll round you up.
61%. The total in the Ragin' Cajun Chanticleers game is 58. I will take the over.
Right. Okay, 58. I'm taking
the Cajuns.
Yeah, I think Coastal Carolina can score enough points, but I do think the Cajuns win.
Okay. What are we carrying tonight? Baseball tonight, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we got Rays Asterix at 8 o'clock.
Asterix.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, Nick Saban has tested positive for the COVID.
Yes, and AD Greg Byrne. Both immediately left the facility, went to their homes to self-isolate after receiving that information. By the way, how come at 6 o'clock we'd be getting Greeny podcast instead of...
Because they want us to carry in-game Major League Baseball playoff games, and I don't do it.
No. Oh, I got you.
Right.
I got you.
All right.
Now, tonight, that will once again be the case.
Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow we will discuss at length the Georgia-Alabama game and whether that is in jeopardy as the Florida-LSU game has been postponed due to COVID. So, lots going on at the end of the workday here. So I actually got breaking news before 6 o'clock.
Real quick, did Georgia Alabama play Saturday? I'm going to say no.
I want to see how many players have it, but yeah, I agree that's in jeopardy.
No.
Everybody have a good night. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me, everybody. Thank you very much. Have a great night, Southwest Florida. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.